The truth lives.
Political Bomb Show, starring Rashawn Blyden.
Talking to myself and feeling old. Sometimes I'd like to quit. Nothing ever seems to fit. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down.
Yes, indeed, the heat is on. So we will have to see what happens. I don't know that. I want us to get into another war, but Iran is just as dangerous, if not worse, than North Korea. So they're someone that has to be dealt with. So we'll see how they deal with this. Pickup truck rams into Atlanta strip club. Let's see. Was Stormy Daniels there? Is that? No, I'm just kidding. Wow. I am looking at the pictures. They really did slam into it. They're not kidding. I guess he wanted the front row seat. Wow. That's something. Let's see. Police said no one was injured when this truck rammed into Fanny's Cabaret early Saturday morning. A pickup truck crashing into the front of a gentleman's club around 1 a.m. My friend Gio would be crying. He loves the strip clubs. Saturday morning, authorities confirmed. Fulton County police are investigating why the driver wrecked the truck into Fanny's Cabaret at 4401 Fulton Industrial Boulevard. See here. Was he drunk or anything? Let's keep seeing here. The driver was taken to Grady Memorial Hospital, and his status was not provided by the police to Channel 2. Charges are pending based on the outcome of the investigation. I guess that's it for that. I was just looking at in other news, police arrest suspects accused of robbing Georgia Tech students. It's two black guys. Well, I think this is a guy anyway. I can't even pronounce his name. Good Lord. Sinquai Calloway and Donnell Freeson. Sinkowitz, that looks like it could be a man, but then again, it could be one of those, what you call it, those man-made women. So, don't know. Either way, they're robbed somewhere and they're bad people. So, let's see here. What else we have here? Sarif said, there will be no meeting with USA. Who's sorry? Why does that name ring a bell? Let's open up this story here. Oh, yeah, Iran's Sarif. There will be no meeting with US. Iran's Iran's, what's wrong with my voice today? Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, said Saturday there would be no meeting with the United States in the near future following Washington's reimposition of sanctions. Asked by the conservative Tasnim news agency if there was any plan to meet with the secretary, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Zarif said, no, there will be no meeting. Okay, so basically they're bitter because we slapped on some sanctions and those mother flowers. Let's see. As Netflix surges, licensed shows still take crown. Let's see what they're talking about. Licensed shows still take the crown. Let's see what they mean. Netflix promotional tagline is "See what's next," a nod to the numerous titles that are instantly available to watch at the click of a remote. For the streaming entertainment giant, what's next is changing in dramatic ways. While it once depended almost exclusively on old licensed titles from other studios such as Breaking Bad, South Park, and The Walking Dead, Netflix is betting that a steady diet of original content will sustain its business. A Time analyst shows a surge in Netflix original branded titles in the U.S. over the last 3 years. The number of new original titles released so far this year is more than triple the number from the same period in 2016. In August, more than 53% of new releases will be Netflix originals. The first time the company has added more originals licensed than content on a monthly basis. Let's see here. The aggressive move toward original programming is having a palpable effect on content available to subscribers, which is me, I'm a subscriber, and reflects Netflix's ambition to dominate Hollywood. The Los Gatos, California company has already appended traditional distribution models and is now lessening its reliance on content from competing studios to fill its direct-to-consumer pipeline. I say, why not? I mean, why depend on someone else if you could create your own original content and keep us happy still? So who could blame them? It's just like me. Why do I still want to continue to work 9-to-5 when I could try to build my own business and work for myself? You know, same type of principle. But this change could also pose challenges for Netflix as it licenses fewer of the popular titles that have played a crucial role in retaining subscribers. With competition heating up from Amazon Prime Video and Walt Disney Co.'s upcoming streaming service, that's one I'm definitely looking into, honestly, because Walt Disney, they're going to be having a lot of content that I like, as far as I love superhero theme movies or TV series. That's why I like to watch the CW a lot. But once Walt Disney comes out, I'm definitely keeping an eye on that because I'm probably going to end up getting that. I probably will. I'm almost 90% sure I will. But so upcoming streaming services, subscriber gains and retention have become the key metric by which Wall Street measures the company's future viability and cash flow. So yeah, we'll see what happens. I mean, honestly, I don't like for. I'm one person. I'm one of the type of the person. I'm a person that like to keep up with shows that I like, for instance, let's say Arrow or The Flash, I'm not going to wait for it to go to Netflix. That's something I'm going to watch when it comes out fresh. And once I watch it fresh, I'm not going to go back and rewatch it. I don't go back and rewatch TV series. It's rare that I ever do that, even the ones I really love, because once I watch it all the way to the end, why am I going to watch it again? So that's definitely, I don't really watch TV series that's a season behind, because I always keep up on them. Unless it's something that I never heard of and a friend or someone recommends it to me and says, you have to see this, well, then I'll go to Netflix to find it. But more than likely, I watch, I keep up to date with it. You know, like for instance, Better Call Saul, that's back. And I'm keeping up with it. I'm not going to wait until the whole season is done. Like, I have a friend, he doesn't like to watch the season one, you know, the show one by one. He likes to wait until the whole thing ends and then he watches it. For him, you know, then I would say, you know, use Netflix for it, but I don't like to do that. I like to watch it as it comes out. So anyway, it's not going to affect me too much, but there are some people who don't have satellite or don't have a streaming cable. Like I have the PlayStation View. You know, some people don't have cable, and so they have no choice but to wait a year later. So for them, it depends on how many of those people are subscribers, and I would say will affect their bottom line. So I don't know. They're gambling that there's not many like that, I'm guessing. So we'll see what happens with that. But either way, I won't be watching whatever Obama puts on there. I won't be watching it. I know a lot of people cancel because of that, but I'm just not going to watch it. I'm not going to watch it. That's all. I don't have to cancel my whole service. I mean, yes, I really hated the man, but I'm not going to cancel my Netflix. There's too many other shows I love on there that I'm not going to just cancel it. I mean, if the majority of the shows were just Obama stuff, yeah, I would cancel it. But it's just whatever the heck he's going to do. I don't even care. And maybe I'll report on it. Maybe I won't. I don't care. I really don't care. You know, he could go back to Hawaii or to where the heck was he? I can't even think of the name of the place right now. Where his brother, his half brother is, he could build a hut next to him and live there for all I care. Let's see here. So there will be no meeting with the U.S., Zarif said. And that comes as no surprise. That comes as no surprise. Let's see. Saudi's campaign against Canada, world's worst oppressor of women. Let's see here. Canada is the world's worst oppressor of women. Saudi Arabia's bizarre propaganda campaign. Yeah, I don't believe that they are. And that's just BS. It's just plain BS. Within hours of Saudi Arabia expelling Canada's ambassador, the country's broadcasters and pro-government social media accounts ramped into high gear, digging up dirt on its newest enemy. A recurring theme of Saudi's attack against Canada is those in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. So basically, I don't care. I don't care much. I can't pretend like I care. Sinclair problems mount after merger collapse. Let's see here. Let me clear my throat. Sinclair's broadcast groups failed efforts to merge with Tribune Media and build a conservative media powerhouse may be just the start of the broadcasting giant's problems. Tribune called the deal off on Thursday and filed a lawsuit against Sinclair for $1 billion. The suit alleges that its would-be business partner broke the terms of their merger agreement and jeopardized the deal by arrogantly dismissing the concerns of officials at the Federal Communication Commission. So, there you have it. There you have this and that and this. What else we got here? This is a sad story. South Africa, violent evictions of whites. I heard about this too. South Africa risks Zimbabwe-style land chaos. That's what's going to happen. Shockwaves are still being felt in South Africa after President Cyril Ramaphosa's controversial announcement that the country's constitution is to be changed to explicitly allow for the expropriation of land without compensation. That's crazy. So you mean to tell me if I was white and I owned land there, they would take it away just because I'm white? That's so racist. Could no one see that this is pure racism? That is so wrong. I could hear some of the black people out there, "Well, sir, you see, the white man came in and took their land first, so it's only fair that they take it back." Well, is it this? What if it's a next generation of a white person and he has nothing to do with the old generation? Shall he be punished for the crimes? It's like saying, "I'm black and you have rampant crime in Chicago by black men. I should be judged and punished for what they're doing out there because I'm black." Does that make any sense to you? It doesn't make any sense to me. Not any sense, not even a lick of sense. It's pathetic. Pathetic. So, what is this? Monk bludgeons bishop to death in a monastery. Whoa, 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 whoa. Even monks are... Wow, this is horrible. So, Egypt we're talking about. I forget how violent Egypt could be. So Egypt defrocked a monk and charged with killing Coptic bishop. Bishop, I can't even pretend like I could pronounce this name. Let me take it slowly. Epiphanius, 64, was found dead in a pool of blood at St. Marcus Monastery in Wadi Natron, northwest of Cairo, on the 29th of July. So why are they reporting now 29th of July? That was quite a while. I don't know. That's just rough. DNC drama. Abuse allegation made against Keith Ellison, who denies it. Let's see, which allegations? What are the allegations against Keith Ellison? Keith Ellison, one of the leading candidates to be Minnesota's next attorney general, confronted allegations Sunday of domestic abuse of a former girlfriend that surfaced days before the election. So, the allegation that the physical abuse was caught on video and was posted to Facebook late Saturday night by the woman's son 4 days before Minnesota's primary election, where Ellison is facing off against four other Democrats for the open attorney general seat. Is it still on Facebook? Let's see if it's still on Facebook. "The video does not exist because I never behave in this way," he's saying. So where is the video? Did Facebook take it down to hide it to help a good Democrat? Because I wouldn't put it past Zucky, Zucky, Zucky. I wouldn't put it past Zucky, Zucky at all. Let's see what we have here. Rudy said, Comey lied about Trump meeting. Well, is it any surprise that Comey is a liar? He's a lying bacla. This is in the Daily Mail here. The president didn't say that. Rudy Giuliani changes tune on Trump's meeting with James Comey and insists he never asked FBI chief to go easy on Michael Flynn. Oh, you know, I should be reading this later on because this gets into my main monologue for today. Do we really care about this stuff? Do we really care? Or do we care about the pebble in the shoe? Which pretty much means, do we care about everything that are happening in our daily lives? Food to eat, you know, the job, money coming in, stuff like that. How is the economy doing? Stuff like that. Do we really care about the president saying this or saying that as long as things are great? But let's get into that later. I'm still doing the news here. What is this? No interview after September. What? After September what? The Wall Street Journal said Rudy Giuliani says lawyers are prepared to counter Mueller. Again, do anyone care about this? Because I don't. I'm not going to even read it. Let's just close this out. I don't care. I care, but I don't care, baby. Giuliani comments about Mueller could backfire on president. I don't care again. Bacteria in dog saliva linked to woman's death. See, this is why you shouldn't have dogs licking you. You ever see people having dogs licking them and you kissing them? You don't do stuff like that. That's gross. Let's see. See, I can see the picture of her kissing it and the saliva killed her. This, what did we learn here, ladies and germs? Dogs are not to be kissed like people. You don't do it. Milwaukee, a bacteria spread through animal saliva, which forced the amputation of a man's hands and legs in June, has been linked to two other Wisconsin cases in recent years, including the death of a Milwaukee County woman. Sharon Larson, 58, of South Milwaukee, died June 23rd, not long after being nipped by her new dog. So, that's a dog by bitter and wow. This is something I'm gonna have to remember when I'm in the market for a puppy. I'm gonna have to bring this up. Has this puppy been checked for this bacteria that kills? Because if the puppy nips me, I don't wanna die. Let's see here. Campaigns and candidates still easy prey for hackers. Bacteria. Okay, I read that already. Tiger Sunday surge give golf jolt. What tiger? Ooh, my stomach is growling. I don't know if you heard that. It is growling. I don't hear my girls. I've been awake at least an hour now, close to an hour. They usually want their little yogurt treats, but they're not bothering me this morning. Tiger Woods ends thrilling 2018 PGA Championship with a birdie and fans can't get enough. Well, Tiger's coming back, huh? Tiger Woods' final round at the 2018 PGA Championship was one for the ages. Woods shot a 6 under 64 on Sunday, usually good enough to win any major when you're inside the top five, wrapping up an outstanding weekend at 14 under 266. I have no clue. I don't play golf, know that I ever plan to, even if I'm old and gray. It doesn't seem like it's something that I want to do. At 42 years old, Woods, 64, was his best Sunday score in a major in his prestigious career. It's fitting for 2018 Tiger Woods, who has seemingly done everything except for win an event in his return to professional golf. He ended the day on one of the same spectacular notes he'd been hitting all day. Let's see. I have the video here. Let's see. Let's take a look at it. And he's standing up and he looked like a putt. And hole in one. And the crowd cheers. Let's see here. Looks like Woods. I could see him with his hat off. Look like he has male powder and baldness there. As Woods went to the clubhouse, the ovation from the fans gathered in St. Louis was utterly overwhelming. So did he start crying? Let's take a look at the video here. Let's see. The crowd is cheering. They're going wild. And not showing his face. It's showing his back. So I can't tell if he's... But apparently he was emotional. He's still walking up the stairs there. And he's waving hi to them. And, okay, I'm going to have to close this out. I don't care about golf. I don't care about golf. I didn't even know he was on a roll. I thought he still wasn't playing, honestly. I had no idea that he was still playing tennis. Yeah, he was still playing golf. But good for him. He'd been through a lot. Hopefully he learned from his mistakes. And we all make mistakes. And hopefully we learn from them and we grow out of them. Okay. Bans don't seem to lessen the reach of Alex Jones. Good. Let's see what they have. This is on the Drudge Report here. And it's My Statesman. This is My Statesman paper here. It says here, come on, close this. I don't want to. Okay, it says here, so some of the nation's largest technology and social media companies have tried to stop Alex Jones and his conspiracy theories. But in a digital world, their attempts seem to have barely slowed him down. Good. I am so happy about that. After YouTube, Facebook, and others this week removed content by Jones and his website, the InfoWars leader, talk show host, an Austin resident fired back, accusing the companies of censorship and urging his audience to fight back against what he called an unprecedented attack. Meanwhile, Jones' website and other online platforms have remained popular destinations. InfoWars continues to see more than 1 million page visits per day and has trended upward this month, according to Amazon's Alexa website traffic report, which also said InfoWars averages more than 25 million page views per month. Consumers still can access InfoWars through the same tech companies that just banned it. That is so funny. Google still offers the InfoWars app for Android users, and Apple customers can download it through the App Store. As of Friday, the show's phone app remained near the top of the charts in both the Apple App and Google Play stores. InfoWars Official, an app that let viewers stream Jon's show and read news of the day, was ranked fourth among trending apps in Google Play Store Friday. In the news category on Apple's App Store, Info earned the fourth slot under the top three apps behind Twitter and Newsbreak, a local and breaking news service revealing a sudden boost of user downloads. Apple told the Washington Post in written statement, "We put great effort into curating the App Store to provide the very best experience for everyone. We strongly support all points of views being represented on the App Store as long as the apps are respectful to users with differing opinions and follow our clear guidelines, ensuring the App Store is safe marketplace for all." On Twitter, where Jon hasn't been banned, his followers count has reached almost 900,000. "Alex Jones has been doing this for a long time," said Adam Curry, a former host on MTV and longtime podcast personality in Austin. "When he started off, there was no YouTube, etc. We have the belief that Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and the internet, but it's not, you can't stop people from posting, and he has a very loyal following." Jones has previously said his platform reached 70 million people per week. So I'm happy that they weren't able to slow him down. I'm happy about that. Censorship got to stop. It's censorship BS. It's pure BS. Super rich having brains frozen to get second life. On that note, I shall return.
Let's bomb, 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 ran. Bomb, 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 just like Japan. Or it'd be grand. We'll turn the rocks into pebbles, the pebbles into sand. Let's bomb, 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 bomb. I'm here at the dance, trying to advance. Nothing else is working, so I thought I'd take a chance and bomb a ran. Just like Japan. We'll turn the rocks into pebbles, the pebbles into sand. Let's bomb a ran, bomb, 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 bomb a ran. Legal amnesty's through, found it wouldn't do. Running out of money, so I'm trying something new. We'll bomb a ran. Just like Japan. Turn the rocks into pebbles, the pebbles into sand. Let's bomb a ran, bomb, 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 bomb a ran.
Let's bomb, 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 bomb a ran.
Bomb, 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 bomb a ran.
Welcome back, Politico Bomb Show. Rayshawn Blyden. Let's continue a little bit more news before I get into my main monologue here. Let's see here. Anything else that I want to talk about? I'm just scrolling through here. See if it's anything that catches my eye. New Pirates of Caribbean, old scourge reappears amid crisis. What is this? Let's see. Have you noticed that when these guys have a new movie coming out, they want to get in the news, so they start bashing Trump? What's that guy from the Caribbean? I can't think of his name right now. It's from the Pirates of the Caribbean. The douchebag. What's his name? I can't think of his name. Well, actually, maybe they mean actual. Oh, maybe they do mean the real, a real Pirates of the Caribbean. It says, Cedros, Trinidad and Tobago, in the flickers of sunlight off the cobalt blue of the Caribbean Sea, the vessel appeared as a cut on the horizon. It sailed closer, but the crew of the Asina took no heed. We be looking for our red fish as normal thinking they be fishing too, said Jimmy Lala 36. And I went off on a tangent with the movie. Oh, oopsies. My bad. I jumped before I leapt. Okay. Google, Facebook dominance hurts ad tech firms. Speeding consultation. It's true. It's true. That's what I keep saying. But no one's listening to me. Bust the trust. Too big to fail. They have too much power. The government's got to step in. The antitrust division. But no one's listening to me. So I'll just keep talking aloud. Like I'm talking to myself. Like no one's listening. Flourishing business of fake YouTube views. You know, I've never, you know, I've understood that. Because does it actually work when you get all these fake views? Does it actually make people say, oh man, you got a billion views. I got to go see what this is all about. Maybe it does. I don't know. I mean, I got my 7 million views the right way. And I'm sure that they slowed me down after my conservative roots came out. But anyway, let's keep my tin hat, foil hat off. And read on. Plays can be bought for pennies and delivered in bulk, inflating video popularity and making the social giant vulnerable to manipulation. Martin Vasiliev makes a good living selling fake views on YouTube videos. Working from home in Ottawa, he has sold about 15 million views so far this year, putting him on track to bring in more than 200,000 records shows. Mr. Vasily, 32, does not provide the views himself. His website, 500views.com, connects customers with services that offer views, like and dislike, generated by computers, not humans. When a supplier cannot fulfill an order, Mr. Vasily, like a modern switchboard operator, quickly connects with another. Wow. I can deliver an unlimited amount of views to a video, Mr. Vasily said in an interview. They've tried to stop it for many years, but they can't stop it. There's always a way around. After Google, this guy's cocky, isn't he? Cocky and confident, or both. Let's see, how about if they shut down his website? Well, then he'll build another one. I get you. They can't stop it. It's true. It's just like remember the days of Napster. Remember Napster? How they shut them all down and people thought that's the end of pirate music. Nope. Now you got, what do you call these things? I can't even think of it. I'm having the brain fart, as they say. Can't think of it right now. But anyway, they have those and people still get illegal stuff. So you can't stop it. A thief will find a way, just like a killer will find a way. So banning the guns isn't going to stop a killer. You hear that, leftist fools? Moving right along. He said, let's go, I lost my place. I was ranting. where did I go? Come on. Did I lose my place? Okay, there's always a way around. After Google, more people search on YouTube than on any other site. It is the most popular platform among teenagers, according to a 2018 study by the Pew Research Center, beating out giants like Facebook and Instagram. With billions of views a day, the video site helps spur global cultural sensations, spawn careers, sell brands, and promote political agendas. Not much of ours now. They're trying to kill the conservatives now, douchebags. Just as other social media companies have been plagued by imposter accounts and artificial influence campaigns, YouTube has struggled with fake views for years. The fake views ecosystem, of which Mr. Vasilev is part of. So there you have it. One of the businesses was Divami.com, according to company records. It collected more than $1.2 million over 3 years by selling 196 million views, YouTube views. Nearly all the views remain today. An analysis of those records from 2014 to 2017 shows that most orders were completed in weeks. Though those for a million views or more took longer, providing large volumes cheaply and quickly is often a sign that a service is not offering real viewership. So, you got when bot views were longer, by YouTubeViews.com, you got 500views.com and Divami.com. So if any of you people are cheaters and you want those, there you go. I'm not going to leave a link to it because I don't think that it's fair. And I'm not going to use a service like that. It's not fair. Huh. Comedian to play Disney's first ever gay character. What is this? What do we have here? What Baclanis? Is this in the sun? Jack Whitehall to play Disney's first ever gay character in Dwayne The Rock Johnson's movie, The Jungle Cruise. Huh. Jack 30 is playing a fat young man in forthcoming blockbuster. I don't know, The Rock. This might be one of your first movies I don't want to go see. It's not that it's a gay. I just don't care for it's just like I don't care for chick flicks, but I definitely won't care for a gay flick. It's not that it's a gay flick, but you know what I mean. It falls under chick flick, and I don't like chick flicks, so there you go. That's that for me. After 17 days and 1,000 miles, mother orca drops her dead calf. Aww, so sad. Notre Dame holy water poisoning fears as tingling churchgoers taken ill. Someone put poison in holy water? Are you kidding me? Huh. Someone had to have done that. Scores of churchgoers have been taken ill following fears of holy water at Notre Dame was poisoned. Wow. Huh. Sick people. sick people. Burglars break into John Mayer's LA home, steal $200K in property. Customer who put soda in water cup shocked with stun gun. I'm sorry. Woo, I didn't mean to laugh like that. Wow, that one made me laugh out loud. Man accused of filling water cup with soda at fast food restaurants starts fight, gets tased, cop says. Look at him. What a dummy. Now you're in jail for stealing soda. Really, guy? Wow. Stupid idiot. De Blasio let security hall away reporter for asking question. Huh. Unbelievable. We're not living in America anymore, people. Pelosi accuses media of undermining speaker chances. I wanted to be the speaker. Not the speaker of these nuts, Scotty. Curse of Cortez, another candidate endorsed by socialists, loses. You're a loser. You're a loser. Burnout. Let's see. Burnout. Bernie's out. Bernie out. Burn. Bernie's out. And this is from Fox News. Democratic socialists suffer another loss in Hawaii primary as Dems notch gains elsewhere. So you have Diamond and Silk. They says Diamond. This is what Diamond and Silk says: Is Cortez smarter than a fifth grader? I don't think so. They're funny. These ladies are funny. If you never heard of Diamond and Silk, yeah, look them up. They are a funny duo. They make me laugh. They really make me laugh. But anyway, yeah. Like I said, it's a good sign that America hasn't gone the way of all and all socialists. Even the Democrats don't want to go that far yet. So that's a good thing. Erdogan warns Trump that U.S.-Turkey alliance is a risk. Google woos partners for China expansion. Bizarre military base spotted in the middle of the desert. What's this all about? Let's see. And whose military base is it? Another Sun story, the Sun. I don't like reading things from the Sun. Eagle-eyed conspiracy theorists have spotted a hidden military base in the middle of the Gobi Desert. I know my friend would be all over this. He's into conspiracy theories big. The strange circular landing strip was reportedly found on Google Maps in northern China between Kathmandu and Nepal and Mongolia. So if you want to look that up, be my guest. Look it up. Be my guest. The budget deficit soars. More Americans defaulting on credit cards. Thank God I'm not defaulting on mine. I'm doing good. Knock on wood. Conservatives call for constitutional intervention. Last seen 230 years ago. What type of intervention? Let's see. What type of intervention? Lawmakers push for constitutional convention to restrict federal government, and it's not so far-fetched as it sounds. Okay, let's rewind and say that again. Lawmakers push for constitutional convention to restrict federal government, and it's not as far-fetched as it sounds. It's been more than 230 years since America's last constitutional convention, but there is growing confidence in some conservative circles that the next one is right around the corner and could spell disaster for entitlement programs like Medicare and Social Security, as well court decisions like Roe v. Wade. I think we're 3 or 4 years away. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with that. Okay. I read that already. Bought for pennies. The YouTube thing. New wave of abuse scandals rock Catholic churches. Threatens stain on Francis. Papacy. Oh, I'm not going to read it. My stomach is driving me nuts. I should have got something to eat during that quick break. Rise of corporate censorship. Okay, that's about Alex Jones, but who else? What else is the rising? What else? Who else? Alex Jones and the rise of corporate censorship. The banning of InfoWars is an alarming act of capitalist intolerance. It's true. But I'm not going to read any more of this. Let's keep going. Putting sex in sexagenarian. Madonna still sucks at 60. I don't even want to see her. Come on. You're grandma age. Why do you want to dress like that? Ugh, Vermont Dems could nominate a trans for governor. I'm not even touching this story. Terrified, neglected horse, comfort by golden retriever at rescue. Let me see. See, I love dogs so much. Just as long as they're not licking and biting me to give me the bacteria. Oh, this is so cute. I'm looking at the video of it. That is so cute. Aww. Terrified horse with skin and bones. Then a dog named Molly made friends, NC Rescuer says. Sammy the mini horse was found wandering South Carolina streets, severely neglected. His bones showed in stark relief beneath his coat, and he had trouble walking. This cat walked 12 miles to get back to the family that didn't want him. They still don't. That's a different story. That's so sad. I mean, I'm not a cat person, but why do people get animals if they don't want to? Anyway, continuing on the story here. Sammy was just skin and bones, said Darlene Kendall of Carolina Rescue and Assistance in Union County, where Sammy was transported earlier this month. Kendall said that because of the severe neglect, she initially was told that Sammy should be euthanized, but Kendall and her golden retriever Molly weren't ready to give up on him, she told the News and Observer on August 12th, that was yesterday, and Molly was determined to make friends. This sick baby cow was rejected by his North Carolina herd, so he decided to become a dog. That's another story. Why am I reading these stories in between? Kendall posted a video of Molly and Sammy on Facebook that had more than 250,000 views as of August 12th. In the video, Molly sits outside Sammy's stall and the two gently nuzzle each other. Molly is your typical Walmart greeter. Kendall wrote on Facebook. She loves everyone, including all the animals we have on the farm. She especially loves the menace. She can reach them much easier. Sammy, the mini that she is comforting, just came into the program. Oh, it's a touch and feel good story. Touch and feel good story. Let's see here. Yeah. Oh my goodness. A TSA screener touched penis in front of daughter. I hope they got fired. And was it a woman? This story is in the New York Post. It says here, a Westchester chiropractor wants a serious adjustment in how the TSA operates after he says he was groped doing a routine pat-down. Mark Frey, 61, was headed back to New York from Palm Beach with his girlfriend and two young daughters when he claimed the TSA screener at Palm Beach International Airport began fondling him. The screener had Frey, who was metal prosthetics in his neck, lift his shirt up to his head and ignored Frey's request for a private search. The worker then put his hands under Frey's shorts and was roughly touching his genitals for so long. Frey's then 8-year-old daughter exclaimed, "Look, they are touching daddy's penis." According to a Manhattan federal court lawsuit he filed against the TSA, this is, wow. That's really sick. The worker then put his hands on this. Okay, I read that already. The search was so out of bounds, a fellow traveler filed her own complaint on behalf of Frey, who pleaded for a supervisor's help as the invasive procedure dragged on, he alleges. "They took away my child's innocence," he said. "Poorly trained TSA screeners have gone too far," Frey charges. "I want it to be a learning moment for everybody where we can try to lose some of this insanity," he said. TSA declined comment. Of course, they declined comment. Of course. That's pathetic. If it was me, I would have peed right on his hand. Honestly, I would have took a piss. That's exactly what I would have done. How do you like them apples? A handful of pee. That's funny. A Steelers fan in full uniform sneaks onto the field with the team. Well, that can be good security. Did they tackle him? There he is. That's funny. He don't even look. How the heck did he get in? An imposter stealer is detained by security during practice. Oh, so he was detained. Yeah, but he got onto the field, though. I became a Steeler fan by default. This is when I never knew anything about football. And my friend, who was a diehard Steeler fan, I asked him, "What's the big deal about football?" He said, so he gave me some of the old gear and said, "Here, you'll be a Steeler fan like me." And that's how I became a Steeler fan. I didn't even get to pick my own team. obviously I don't have to stick with them, but it's like that's who my team was for the longest, so I can't change them now. I mean, I could if I want to, but I don't even watch football anymore anyway. I don't watch it anymore. Let's see. NBC ignores own crew assaulted by Antifa. Unbelievable. So their own crew got assaulted and they ignored them. Way to go. NBC ignores own reporter and crew assaulted by Antifa in Charlottesville. On the 1 year anniversary of deadly Charlottesville protests, white supremacists and radical leftists known as Antifa descended on the Virginia town once more to commit more violence late Saturday night. NBC news reporter Cal Perry and his crew were in the thick of Antifa members ganged up on them and attacked. The next morning, NBC's Sunday Today ignored the attack and suggested that media was simply heckled by their assaulters. Unbelievable. On Twitter, Perry was documenting the protesters as they marched through the streets of Collegetown when they started to get very aggressive with the media and trying to block their cameras shot. Yeah, we're getting a lot of this. Protesters trying to grab our camera. He responded to one Twitter commenter, tell him to F off, national media vulture. Huh. There you have it. Wow. Spike Lee scores biggest opening in 10 years with Klansman. I don't have any intention of seeing that. It's not my kind of movie. Rosa drops bomb. I'm not going to even read anything from her. Rosa taped firing in Situation Room. Tape what? Okay, this one I got to open up. See what this is. What firing did she tape? Omarosa secretly recorded John Kelly firing her in Situation Room and claims she heard the rumored tape of the president saying the N-word after she finished her book. Of course, she heard rumors. It's going to be from an anonymous person. Yeah, I'm not reading this. You're full of crap, full of horse manure. Let's see, anything else interesting? I'm still looking. Finally, U.S. spending on interest hits all time. Yeah, I think I had enough news for today. I know you've had enough news for today. So when I come back, I will do the monologue. Do you really care about this court case with Manafort? Do you care about Stormy Daniels? Do you care about this Russian probe? Do you care about any of it? Do you care at all? So I'll talk about that when I come right back. I'm going to try to jam down some food so I can get some more energy.
We don't like tennis shoes, we wear sandals, and yet we have sex with goats and ride camels. I live in the desert in Abu Dhabi, so I squat behind a cactus when I have to potty. Roll your tongue on the R's, whoops, drop the bomb, Allahu Akbar. I played the flute and snakes come out of jars. I caught a flight plane, didn't get far. And you might not believe it, man, but during the winter, I ski in sand. And the TSA was like, man, how did you get out of Iraq? Iran, damn.
What? Watch out,
watch out. Rashid's got a bomb.
Watch out, watch out.
Abdul-Jabbar got a bomb.
Watch out, watch out.
Amir's got a bomb.
Watch out, watch out.
Mal Malcolm X got a bomb.
I'm a billionaire, check my Equifax. Always wearing turbans and bedsheet hats. An Arabian day in the life. See, I have 10 leashes, one for each wife. And I have 10 bombs, one for each flight. That I put my wives on, they speak with that permission. Then, mommy, look, there's a plane in the air. I swear, it was just there.
We're all Muslim, Salam, and we all live in a cave, Saddam, where we all eat lots of hummus, yum. My first website was thebomb.com,
And you might not believe it, man, but during the winter, I ski in sand. And the TSA was like, man, how did you get out of Iraq? Iran, damn.
Watch out, watch out.
Hussein got a bomb.
Watch out, watch out.
Rodney Rashid got a bomb. Obama got a bomb.
Watch out, watch out.
Osama bin Laden got a bomb.
Well, not anymore. Don't touch my hat, it's
sacred.
I can make all my wives get naked. I have a phobia, I'm afraid of
bacon.
You need RPG, I can
make it.
We own mini marts and gas
stations,
but people buy beer to get
wasted.
Like 9/11 victims, I take
whoa,
my
whoa, dude, you don't what? No, why? You don't say that.
Why
wasted like 9/11 victims? No, we don't say that shit in America. You might say that shit over in Lebanon and Afghanistan, wherever the fuck you're from.
I
but
didn't.
In America, you get your ass killed out here, boy.
I'm sorry.
Take that shit out the lyrics. Right now, before I shove a cactus up your sandy ass.
I'm already.
Right now, I ain't playing.
Okay, I'm erasing it. I erased it. It's
throw that damn falafel in the trash and focus.
It's gone, sir. I'm sorry.
Cue the goddamn music.
As the world waits for my plans to unfoil, during spring I jet ski on oil, and I bummed all sorts of different places, and the TSA is the most racist. They be like,
watch out, watch out.
Rashid's got a bomb.
Watch out, watch out.
Abdul-Jabbar got a bomb.
Amir's
got a bomb. Wow, I was just listening to the parody song from Z Flow. This is not his first song that he put here. His MO obviously is to make shocking racist songs, you know, poking fun. It's very funny. I used some of his stuff before, like the one when he poked fun of black people. So he pokes fun of everyone. Good stuff. So 323-835-1123, politicalbombshow.cf. Get your wristband. What are you waiting for? Bottom right. So, do you care about Stormy Daniels? No. Do you care about the Manafort trial? No. Do you care about the Russian probe? No. That's a big no for me. I don't care. It hasn't made me change the way I feel about the president at all. In fact, if anything, it made me even closer to him now, because it's too much. They're going too far. The Russian probe was a lie. Stormy Daniels is a washed up female dog. And they're just trying to, they made a man broke for no reason, all in the name of, we took this victory away from Hillary Clinton. When I say we, I mean people like myself and you out there, the blue collar worker, you out there. The minorities are getting stronger and stronger towards him. They know what's up. They don't want to go back to the Barack insane days with a crazy Democrat in there. So you guys are just out of control. It really is ridiculous that this probe has gone on for 2 years. How long does it take to get evidence? This is my thing. They hate him so much. If they had real evidence, he'd be impeached by now. They don't have anything. So they're fishing and they're trying to manufacture something. That's what's going on. Make no mistake about it. They're trying to manufacture something. They have zero zip nada. They're trying to manufacture something. And I just don't understand, like I said before, the president can declassify all these things in the snap of his finger, like Thanos in Infinity Wars. By snap of a finger, he can declassify these things. So I don't know why he's not doing it. I really don't. In fact, he sent me a survey yesterday, and I should have wrote that in when they asked me if I had any more comments. I didn't write that. I wrote, build a wall. It's about time the wall be built. I said, I told him that those who oppose, whether it be establishment Republicans or liberal Democrats, they got to go. You got to call them out and get after them. So I could hear my sugar glider. It's probably most likely Zoom because Matrix, she has like a hoarse voice. I could tell the difference when they bark. She wants me to let her out, but can't let her out right now. I let them out on Saturday night, and it's funny. The one thing you're not supposed to fall asleep. Like I said, with sugar gliders, you have to babysit them. You got to make sure that they don't get into mischiefs, because that's how they easily die from household accidents. Like, I have the kitchen shut, you know, a door locked off so they can't get to the kitchen, but they can climb that door and get over it. And it's not good that I fell asleep, but it didn't help that I had a couple beers to drink. And so there I was, I fell asleep on the couch, and all of a sudden, that Zoom, I don't know if she knew I was sleeping, she probably just saw I was lying there. She jumped at right on my stomach. I stood up like a spring. And then she jumped from my stomach onto the curtain. It was crazy. I was scared. But she, they normally don't go out to the kitchen when, you know, but you never know. I'm knocking on wood, and I don't want them to go out there because it's a death trap for them. They could get into the stove, into the electric wires, or into the fan of the refrigerator. I don't want that to happen. So I try never to fall asleep when I let them out. But they usually will go back into their big cage. Matrix, she went back into the cage. Zoom is always the one who likes to stay out the most because she's the most adventurous one. So, so she scared the crap out of me when she jumped on my stomach. But yeah, I don't care about the Russian probe. I think it's long overdue that they need to end this thing. I don't care about washed up Stormy, the female dog. I don't care about her. I really don't. The bottom line is things are looking great. And the economy is booming. People are hiring. So I don't feel that pressure like I once did when insane Obama was in the White House. I feel like I can get any job that I'm qualified for. So I think things are great. Things are going great. Things are going really good. But I'm wondering, what do you guys think? Do you actually care about any of these things? I don't think so. I don't think so at all. I mean, when I'm out and about, I don't hear people buzzing about, oh my goodness, the president and this Russian probe. And I live in a liberal state, so I would hear it here. I don't hear that. I don't hear it at all. So I don't think it matters. I don't think it matters at all. And as well as it shouldn't matter. The media, I'm telling you, they're overplaying their hand. They think that they can just manufacture things and we'll just suck it up like with a straw. Wait, liberals don't like straws anymore. I forgot. Suck it up with a, what could he suck with a, suck it up with a paper straw and think that we'll just sip it and take it all. So not going to happen. Not going to happen at all. So that's pretty much all I have to say on that. I mean, there's not much more since I don't have any callers. I was trying out my new system today and it's kind of buggy. Where I'm taking live callers. Where is it? I can't find it right now. I don't have it open right now. Let's see if I could find it right now. Through TalkShoe.com. In fact, I will put a link in the description. But basically, thetalkshow.com, it will let me schedule live so I could take phone calls while I do my podcast. So if you go to talkshow.com, you will know when you can call into the show, because I will have that going. And it's pretty cool. So I could actually have callers call in, and that would be great. Although I'm still testing it, because I don't know if I'm going to be able to have both open at the same time and have them work, because they might not work, because I have two different podcasting software, and the one that I'm using now, and I don't know if it's going to interfere with the TalkShoe one. But if worse come to worse, I don't know. I think maybe I'll use my phone, or see if I can fire up my laptop and get that going and put the TalkShoe on there. We'll see. It's not that urgent, but if you guys do want to call, you can let me know by calling my number, 323-835-1123, if you think it's a good idea, if you want to participate in the show. Or if you just like listening to me, then that's fine too. I can talk and talk and talk and talk, talkie-talkie. Hey, no more talkie-talkie. You talk too much. Homeboy, you never shut up. Wait, that's a long song. Let's push it. Never mind. Anyway, it's stormy out there. I don't know where you are, but I know where I am. It's a storming. So, happy Monday, everyone. God's willing, I shall return Tuesday.
Political corruption in the nation. A new sheriff coming into town. No politician is allowed. There are corruption. Political bombs. Political bombs, so come on, people, let's go. Political bombs, so come on, people, let's go.